Good morning and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. This is Brother John Loniker bringing the daily inspirations this morning. This morning I'm going to be reading a couple verses from Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2 verse 9 says, "Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well, in all things not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee." Excuse me. What I want to share about this morning is in verse 10, it says, "Not purloining, but showing in all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things." We have this word adorn. A lot of times when we think of this word adorn, you know, the scripture teaches against the woman adorning herself with pearls and gold and jewelry and all that. But the scripture does encourage us to adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. When we think of adorning, what do we think? We think of making something beautiful. The Vines gives this explanation. It says, "To adorn, to ornament, as of garnish." You know, another word for adorn is garnished. We find this word in the New Testament quite often. Jesus told the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 23, verse 29, it says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the sepulchres and garnish or adorn the sepulchres of the righteous." And so he was rebuking them for doing this, and they were not right with God. And so they spent a lot of time adorning the sepulchers of the fathers. But what is God wanting us to adorn? He's wanting us to adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. And how can we do that? How can we adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things? Well, I think the answer is in verse 11 on. It says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." So as we go through this life, if we want to adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things, we need to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and we should live soberly. This adorns the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. And it also says righteously and godly. You know, many people profess Christ, but some of these things are lacking in their lives. And Lord, help us that we would truly adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. And then it says, "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." And then it says, "Who gave himself for us." Here's some more ways that we can adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. They might redeem us from all iniquity. God wants to deliver us from all iniquity. That's one way we can adorn the doctrine. Then it says, "And purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." Most people are afraid of that phrase there, good works. But that's one way the Bible says here, the Word of God says that we can adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things, that we can be zealous of good works. And then he says, these things speak, exhort, and rebuke with all authority, and let no man despise thee. And so, just want to encourage you this morning to adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior in all things. You know, the grace of God, this is what it'll do in our lives. It'll help us to adorn the doctrine of God. You know, Jude talks about turning the grace of our God and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into lasciviousness, looseness. That's not adorning the doctrine of God or Savior in all things. So I just want to encourage you to adorn the doctrine of God our Savior. And here in Revelations 21:19, a verse in closing, it talks about that beautiful city there that's coming down. It says, and the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished. They were adorned with all manner of precious stones. And that's a picture how God wants us to adorn the doctrine of God our Savior through our lives, the way we walk, the way we make application with to the Word of God in our lives. You know, the Word of God is not just to be a mental assent. We believe it and nothing changes, but we need to make application. And as we make application, the doctrine of God, our Savior, is adorned in all things. Thank you for listening, and let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, I do pray that you would just bless each listener, Lord. Help each one of us, Lord, to adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. All things, not just some things, not some areas of our life, but all areas and all things. The things we do, the things we say, help us, Lord, that we would truly be able to adorn you the way you desire. I ask this in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.